Yes, Donald, that's correct. Well, over the last number of years, we've had issues with water supply in the area. Now, and I have to acknowledge that there has been some remedial works carried out on the line, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. We're dealing with an infrastructure that's been in place since the 70s, and I would be calling on Irish Water to continue with the investment in the area. And having spoken with staff in Irish Water, I have to reject the comments that were made to me that because of our rural location and being at the end of a line as such, that it shouldn't be expected to have a continuous supply of water all the time. It's just another attack on rural Ireland, and I think it's not good enough.
Does there need to be an investigation into potential new pumping stations to ensure that the supply and that the strength of that supply is maintained to the optimal level? Is enough being done by Irish Water to look at the various options, do you believe?
Well, they have come back to me saying that they are looking at it and to putting a pump onto the line, but we've been calling for this for years, like, and they just don't seem to want to invest in the area in rural Ireland, so I would be thinking that a pump would be a start off in a way for us.
You've got the support of your colleagues in the Lifford Stranraer MD. You believe you and the other members of the MD are going to go forward on this with a united voice and really keep on pushing Uisce Éireann until you get satisfaction?
We will indeed. We'll be speaking as one voice on this, definitely. Like, it's not just affecting the areas up in Glenfinn. You have other rural areas in the MD as well, and it's all over the county. I've been listening to Micheál Colum all week talking about burst pipes down in Annagree and Colcara, like, and it's just all over the place.